Now, whenever we come together and we recognize covenants, one of the covenants is that Jesus said, when I go home to be with the Father, he told them this at the upper room when they gathered for the Passover meal. He was telling them, preparing them for something that we call Holy Communion. Now, Wesley, now we don't worship Wesley. Wesley was a great preacher, and we follow some of the teachings of Wesley because he understood and was able to share with us about God's grace and different things. So we follow a lot of the Wesleyan traditions. As Wesley started a church, he didn't intend to start a church, by the way. He intended his ministry to be revival for the Church of England, which he was a priest in. That's why he sent Thomas Coke and the other one over here to evangelize America. He wanted to stay behind and evangelize England, which he did. There's a movie called The Great Awakening. If you ever get a chance to see it, I don't think it's in theaters anymore, but it gives you the history of George Whitefield, and actually they pronounce his name Wakefield in some places. It's about that whole period of time whenever they were forming our country, and he developed a relationship with Ben Franklin. And Ben Franklin was one of the ones, when we put the Constitution together, it was to say that preachers needed to open every session of Congress. We still do that to this day. I mentioned one in one of my sermons a couple weeks ago about a Scottish preacher that was the clergy to the Senate for many, many years, Peter Marshall. So we have a covenant relationship, and Jesus said, I want you to gather often and do this little ritual thing like we do every Sunday, on the first Sunday of the month, when we do and celebrate communion. Communion with who? Communion with God. And it's given us a wonderful way to say, thank you, Lord, that I can remember what I was like, what I'm like now, and everything that happened in between. And when we take and we recognize the bread and the wine, the bread of life and the wine, which is the blood of Christ, when we recognize and receive and accept the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, when we come to the altar, we say, thank you, Lord. But I said all that to say this, because we are now getting ready to celebrate 250 years of the founding of our country. And our founding fathers, whether you want to agree with them or not, study history, they made a covenant with God in the founding of our country. And we are still adhered to that covenant that the founders did. We differ away from it. We don't pay much attention to it anymore. But we are a covenant country that acknowledge God in our midst. That's why we have rights. That rights don't come from government. Rights come from God Almighty. Privileges and rights and grace, everything is from God. So we are a covenant country celebrating a long time. Oldest constitution still in existence from the foundations of the earth.